Hello, we're in the studio, and I'm Stephen Fernley, and we have...
I'm Naomi Jansen.
And I'm Naomi Nonu Carling. Great to be with you as we talk about the mother.
Yeah, we just thought we'd, you know, bring in a very light...
topic.
Light, fluffy topic to start.
Oh, look, there are facets of the mother that are
very nice,
very
and fluffy.
Light and fluffy and warm and cozy.
So before everyone just runs away screaming and turning this broadcast off, just hang in there, okay?
Yeah, it's going to be a journey.
It's going to be a journey. We might need to do this in a few parts. So we thought, though, we would just gently dip our toe into the pond.
So I'd like to start with a question.
Yeah.
What is the relevance of the topic of mother for you?
Yeah, well, I brought it to the table, as I often do, bring the topics. It's something that I'm working with at the moment, and it's a theme that I know that is a wound, a collective wound, that seems to be there in humanity right now. And I think it's kind of tied into the feminine as well, and feeling and being a mother myself, feeling empowered to recognize your qualities as a mother, to recognize that, you know, that there is this holding or this nurturing available to you, whatever your relationship is with your mother, there is somewhere there in that relationship love. A very deep, unconditional love that goes, you know, far beyond any time and space constraints. And yet in this linear time space constraint, it does feel like there's a lot of convoluted things that have happened that were very hurtful or make me very sad or, you know, feel very disconnected. But that's part of my story, and I know many others who have that story. You know, and that manifests also with being pissed off and all the other kind of lighter layers of anger or being let down. I just thought it would be a good topic to kind of open, because I feel that the healing has to happen, and it is happening, of course. We've got that relationship with Mother Earth, which is quite interesting if you think about the parallels of how we treat Mother Earth and how actually quite disconnected we are to her spirit in our day-to-day. And it's a disconnection, really, that makes me curious, and that I would like to feel healed for myself and for everyone. Disconnection. Reconnection.
The word wound, the first thing that comes to my mind is that from a historical timeline point of view, in the archaeological record, there really is a very, very clear line that something happened about 6,000 years ago. And that was when the wounding of the mother really started to happen, with the emergence of patriarchal systems and an ongoing attack against the feminine for such a very, very long time, women and children, actually. And, of course, and degradation of the planet through mining and pollution and all of the stuff that we all know about. So there was a time when there was no evidence in the archaeological record that humans were running around warring and exploiting and pillaging. So the wound, from what I can gather, is traceable to a point in history. And that's stuff I'm reading at the moment. A guy called Steve Taylor, and he's written a book called The Fall, which is quite appropriate. The Fall from the Mother. So
it's called The Fall from the Mother?
Just The Fall.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Pretty interesting.
Yep.
6,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're all... I mean, I'd love to hear out there, how's your relationship with your mother? And sometimes it's great. You know, you can go through phases. There's cycles, there's waves, there's events.
And people talk a lot about sort of healing from... flaws in the relationship with their mother. It's very, very common when I'm working with people that some mother stuff comes up. My own stuff came up in therapy in my late 20s, and it really surprised me because I had no idea it was there. Mm-hmm. None.
It's a shock, isn't it?
Well, the therapist figured it out, and I was just like, what? Why are we talking about that? I came here to talk about my relationship things. And she's like...
and what relevance does that have?
I know, yeah. It was so strange. It just had never occurred to me. And it turned out, you know, I had been walking around with quite a lot of intensity around that. And so, and I just keep seeing that over and over again, that there is something in us that is basic to our sense of, I think we learn from our mothers how to nurture ourselves, mm-hmm. and how to nurture other people, and how
or
to nurture the planet.
Or how not to nurture ourselves or not to nurture other people.
That's right. You yeah. cannot learn it from your
yeah.
mother.
Yeah.
And you can have some really challenging mothering that can actually... Mm-hmm. Be the cause of you developing gifts that you wouldn't have developed if you didn't have that challenging relationship.
Mm. Yeah, there's blessing in it, isn't there?
Yeah.
Always.
So it is really fundamental to, obviously, to our development. Physically, it starts out because, you know, our mothers kind of co-create our bodies with us when we're in the womb. And then the creation, co-creation continues with social kind of co-creation, sort of within a family. And then I think your mother models it a lot for you, how to be in the world. And what's really interesting is if I look at things that I want to change about the way that I behave in life, a lot of times I look back and I see that was modeled for me by my mother. Mm-hmm. You know, the way that I mm-hmm. don't want to be was modeled.
Mm-hmm.
And so... being able to recognize that and say, okay, now I can make a conscious choice is a necessary ingredient
mm.
to being able to do that.
But some of it can be hidden.
Oh, yeah. Most of the time, I think it is, actually.
That's what I'm discovering.
In terms...
You know, I did so many years of reflecting on that, and then it can still come up.
Yeah, definitely.
In a new way or in a... affecting me in a new way,
mm-hmm.
but a similar thing that I already knew was there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you might have known it with one part of you, but then another part of you was still living in it, experiencing it, because this often happens.
Mm.
Our conscious mind goes, you know, yeah, I went through that, but there's another part of you that's going, I'm still going through it, and I need to be heard, and I need to tell somebody.
I became recently really aware of the ancestral passing down of the wound through the mother line, and you know, doesn't just happen on the mother line, but yeah, I did a deep kind of reflection and saw some of the themes that went back through the mothers, and yeah, it feels like wow, there's a lot to really work on here as a mother. And realizing, because you don't know how to mother until you're in it, and then you realize what you do naturally, and then you realize what you don't want to do anymore.
Yes.
I don't want to be doing that.
There's a really great...
Where did that come from?
There's a rabbi, philosopher, teacher, guy in Los Angeles named Dennis Prager. And he said that if you can pass on only 60% of your crap to your kids, you're doing really well.
Well, it's true.
Well, the thing is, you don't pass it on, like, and so it goes from you. You multiply it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's the thing. It's not. It's not being.
What a shame.
It's not being paid forward. I mean, it's not leaving you as it goes to your kids.
No.
It's like, well, let me share my sickness with
you. Let's both do it. You can teach your kids too.
You know what often happens to in if I'm working with a client and they're working on something that happened with their mother, the perspective that they come in with is the perspective, without realizing it, of a child. That whether it's feeling like a victim or feeling like they were powerless in a situation, and the mother is this sort of enormous force in their lives. And then in the course of the work, and there's one particular process called matrix reimprinting, where you kind of go back as your grown-up self to that scene.
Great
and
idea.
Everybody goes, because you say sort of, do you see your parents? Like, do you see your mother? You know, what do you notice? And everybody goes, she's so young. Because, you know, I might have someone in their late 30s who's suddenly going back to a scene and seeing their mother as a 27-year-old girl.
And they're young women, and there's no rule book.
Yeah.
You know, there's no kind of perfect, you know, step-by-step mothering guide. And yeah, they were, my mother was so young, you know, when she was, you know, bringing me up. And her mother was young, you know, and you know, when you talked about the mothers and all the long line of mothers looking back through time or through the ancestral line to the mother of the mothers, you know, there is, you know, pass the pain along, and it's unconsciously done.
Because it was being done by teenagers.
It was being done by teenagers, and there was no time for self-reflection. There really wasn't.
And there were wars.
You know, now...
There were depression, all kinds of, you know, really bad things happening.
Now, look, I can clearly tell you that I'm not a mother. But I knew that when I started on my spiritual journey, that I knew that if I was to ever have kids, I ended up having a kid, a beautiful girl. And I realized before that I actually needed to clean up as much of my stuff before I had a kid, so I wouldn't pass on the pain, pass the ball, you know. So that was really, really important part of my process. So,
but even still, as conscious as you were, didn't you find that there were moments where you just completely lost it? Because being a parent's hard.
Totally.
When you look back and
completely.
Go, I haven't made any progress.
I can't believe I just sounded like all of my ancestors. You know,
just think how bad it would have been if you hadn't been conscious beforehand. I mean,
it's just incredible. So, you know, this is a big topic, folks. I think we're kind of just gently touching on the edges, because, you know, there are so many deep pathways we can go, because everybody I know has mother issues. I don't think I've met one person that hasn't.
Yep, there's one thing
it's like a prerequisite, isn't it, for being here?
Yeah,
if you were born.
Yeah, if you were born.
Yeah,
pretty much. Your mum had some stuff going down. And it affected you.
Because you know what? Here's what I think. I just had a little flash. Our mothers, for a certain period of time in our formative years, represents the universe. Because it's everything.
Of course.
She gave us life. She feeds us.
She is the world.
She is our world. I mean, developmental psychologists talk about this, that little tiny babies don't understand that there's any separation and so on. And so whatever's going on with mom becomes what's going on with you.
Yeah.
It's kind of your first experience of a higher power. Your mother is your higher power.
Yeah, she's the goddess. She is the world.
And if she's has bad days, then, you know.
Everybody has a bad day.
Yeah, try to imagine one that doesn't.
It's such a burden.
Yeah, having bad days, because it's... At the time, you're not always aware of it. It's kind of like after looking back, going, oh, that was a bad storm. Look at all the debris lying around.
Yeah.
And sometimes they don't, you know, do that until, you know, they're sort of in their, in old age, looking back and going, oh, look at all the debris.
Yeah. I'm sitting here, I'm looking at the clock. We've got about a minute to go. Is that correct?
Mm.
And I'm sitting here feeling just a little bit activated.
Really?
And,
I think I have something for that.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering, do you have an angle on this? Because we really haven't got into some juicy stuff yet, but yes.
Yeah, I think I know where I'll go with that.
Okay, that's comforting.
I think for me, the key has been, and I'm still learning, but the key has been to remember that she is doing everything she can, and she always has.
Yeah.
You know, that desire to love you, that desire to hold you and support you has always been there fully. but she's had other stuff to juggle.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I really like that perspective because it allows me to have compassion that, yeah, I've got stuff to juggle too.
Yeah.
And I'm being a mother as best I can. I'm fumbling through.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a nice kind of... but still making peace with all of the fumbling can be, a challenge.
And but
especially if they impacted you.
Yeah.
Well, that's an important what really helps me is to think of my mother as the, I don't know, 26-year-old she was when she had me. And I look at a lot of my friends having kids in their kind of mid to late 30s that are such grown-ups compared to how my mother was. And just putting in that perspective, she was just a little kid.
Yeah.
So,
well, look, let's take this to the other side.
Let's take our activation to the other side.
Yeah, off we go.
Do some dissolving. See you there.
See you there.